Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Build Back Better, the global reset. Build Back Better, the mantra of Joe Biden, the moniker that he's used for his campaign, Build Back Better. It is a socialist, Marxist, communist agenda, Build Back Better, that Biden has been using. Keep in mind, Joe Biden is in the pocket of the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden, Jim Biden, his brother, and Hunter Biden, his son, are absolutely, been treasonous in what they've done in selling America. Even while Joe Biden was vice president with Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden is a treasonist individual and family. It is the Biden cabal that sold out to China. And I am fearful as to what will take place if Joe Biden is sworn in as president. Here's an article that says, Build Back Better, gigantic letters. We must reinvent capitalism. And here's how it'll be done. Subtitled the World Economic Forum, COVID Action Platform. Ladies and gentlemen, they're utilizing COVID-19 as the rationale, the reason, the modus operandi for carrying out the Build Back Better and the global reset that they're wanting to accomplish. Now, I've got a couple of dozen articles on this subject. I'm going to read some basic blurbs from several of them to set the stage for Build Back Better and the global reset. So Build Back Better, keep in mind, originated with the Communist Party. It is a Communist Party, socialist, Maoist, Marxist mindset that you have to tear down a present system if you're going to build back better. Let's say a hurricane goes through, the home is totally destroyed. You've got a basic foundation there, but you have the idea that this time I'm going to build back better. So you start from scratch with every 2x4, every nail, everything that goes in. You have the goal in mind of it superseding and being superior to your previous home that you're building back better. That's the mantra, that's the mindset out of the Marxist, socialist, communist agenda. And Joe Biden has embraced that entire agenda of building back better. He wants to destroy the American economic engine. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. Why do you think that governor after governor after governor across America, even after lockdowns have failed, lockdowns have shown to be inadequate, lockdowns have shown to harm more than they hurt, lockdowns have indicated that it will destroy the economy more than it does the protection from the COVID-19, and yet they keep instituting new lockdowns, new lockdowns, new lockdowns, because in the eyes of the socialist, Marxist, communist that's in charge of Joe Biden's campaign and all that Joe Biden shall do, it is absolutely run out of China. It is absolutely the global effort as a socialist, communist governance on a global basis with no borders for the United States of America. This is the reason Joe Biden has that as his moniker, and he is saying build back better because you have to tear down the present economic system, and you're using the COVID-19 as the catalyst, as the approach to tear down and destroy the financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917 if you'd like to dive in at any point. If you disagree, I'd love to hear from whence you come. If you agree, I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Are you concerned about this? Are you concerned about the future of America and what this Build Back Better moniker of Joe Biden's has been and what it connotes for the future? Are you concerned about their rationale of the global reset that they're gladly, proudly now saying across all of the media and network news coming out of the mouths of those that are the movers and shakers in Washington and the Beltway? This article says, to build back better, we must reinvent capitalism. Thanks to the ongoing pandemic, the world is off balance, this article says, and it will remain so for years to come. Far from settling into a new normal, we should expect a COVID-19 domino effect, triggering further and further and further disruptions, positive as well as negative, over the next decade ahead of us. The wave of civil unrest, the spread across America and beyond recently, may be one example. It seems likely that the pandemic contributed to the context in which anger and despair boiled over in the outrage and unrest following the death of George Floyd. Other possible COVID-induced discontinuities ahead range from a full-blown financial crisis to a step-by-step change in the rate of the global energy transition. Further, the article says, a true recovery from COVID-19 will not be about putting things back together the way they were. Hear me. We need to build back better, or to have a full global reset, if we are to address the deep systemic vulnerabilities the pandemic has exposed for businesses. Building back better is about much more than corporate social responsibilities. It is about truly aligning markets with the mutual, social, and economic systems on which we depend. It is about building real resiliency, driving equitable and sustainable growth. When they say equitable, they're talking about so that everybody shares. And reinventing of capitalism itself, end quote. Do you understand what that article says? Do you understand what they're stating? That they're going to reinvent capitalism, i.e., destroy the capitalistic system and put in its place a Marxist, Maoist, socialist, communist monetary system or financial system. Ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi and her nitwits that follow her in Washington have already been talking about instituting, rather than paper money or coin currency, they're already talking about instituting an online, something like Bitcoin, something that will be untouchable. You will have your bank account, but if they decide to shut it off, all they've got to do is flip the switch. You'll not have currency in your pocket. You won't have greenbacks in your pocket. You won't have coins in your pocket. It'll be simply an electronic fund system. And that's one of the major goals they have, so that they can bring about the full institutionalization of the socialist, Marxist, communist financial monetary system, where the philosophy is everybody will be equal. No, it won't. Only those that are at the top of the pyramid will have a good opportunity of life. There will be no such thing under the communist, Maoist, Marxist system of financing and funds being available, not be any possibility of having a middleman or anyone that will be called the average Joe in America. It will be the elitist, the wealthy, and will be the absolute poorest. If you don't believe that, look at North Korea. All you need to do is look at Venezuela. All you need to do is look at Cuba. All you need to do is look at what is, for the most part, with the largest part of the population in China, and look at that lower strata in the Russian communist power. Ladies and gentlemen, further in this article says, future-proofing capitalism. COVID-19 has exposed the fragility and the societally negative outcomes of contemporary capitalist economies. Notice now it says that COVID-19 has been able to expose, they're using the term, the contemporary capitalist economies. It has strengthened the case for the shifting to a more sustainable and more inclusive financial model. The pandemic has temporarily weakened the Milton Friedman called the tyranny of the status quo, and created a context which transformative change is at least possible. It is vital that we seize, these are the globalists, these are the Build Back Better folks now, it is vital that we seize this opportunity to correct the broken incentives and information flow at the heart of the current model of capitalism. Governments and regulators must intervene to ensure the cost of environmental and social changes and the damages are internalized by the companies responsible. Profits cannot come at the expense of long-term societal resilience. Further, the article states, if we don't seize this opportunity to build back better with the global reset, and reinvent rather than return to normal, systemic risk and vulnerabilities will continue to accumulate. Despite the tragedies, we must leverage the COVID-19 pandemic and make sure that it becomes the catalyst for a profoundly positive transformation of the total global society and the economy, taking us closer to a one-world order in which everyone can live well within planetary boundaries. Notice, not societal boundaries, not national boundaries, but planetary boundaries. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the essence of what we see taking place today. That's what's on the agenda if Joe Biden is sworn into office as President of the United States. We will destroy, they will destroy what we have today in our capitalistic system. We have a capitalistic market-driven system today. We have a constitutional republic today with a representative form of governance. But Joe Biden's philosophy is that he can be a world dictator. In fact, in a speech just a day before yesterday in Georgia, he was commending Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams is the witch that stole part of the vote, if you will, in the state of Georgia. She's the one that feels that she was displaced, and she still thinks that she should have been governor of the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams is the one that's already said that she has over 1 million votes already in her hands for the January the 5th re-election or the runoff election in Georgia for the two senators. Stacey Abrams was in the audience. Joe Biden was commending her and said if we had 10 people like Stacey Abrams, we could dominate, we could control the whole world. Ponder that for a moment. That's a statement out of Joe Biden's mouth. He has a globalist agenda on his mind, and when he opens his mouth, his tongue wags, and it falls out as to the intent and the modus operandi that's behind what he's doing. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Joe Biden is simply the shell of a man. Joe Biden is simply the Trojan horse. Joe Biden is simply the one that has a cognitive disability that they're using to place in office. It is understood that Barack Hussein Obama, behind the scenes, already collaborating with Nancy Pelosi on how to remove Joe Biden as soon as he is sworn into office so that they can take full control with the communist governance that they want to impose upon we, the citizens of the United States of America. Here's an article that says, the Great Reset is here. How American and global cities, elitists, are leveraging COVID-19 to socialize the entire globe. This article reads, 2020 has been one of the strangest years in American history. From the sham presidential impeachment to the coronavirus pandemic and the economic destroying national lockdowns to the widespread hysterical demands to defund the police, while Marxist mobs burn and loot American cities, to big tech scandalous suppressing journalism it doesn't like, to big media openly siding with the senile and corrupt Joe Biden, while portraying President Donald Trump as the mentally ill white supremacist dictator, to November breathtakingly rigged elections, likely the most crooked and corrupt in U.S. history. And in between these wall-to-wall crises, blue state mayors and governors will still found time to close churches, and in closing churches while keeping strip clubs open, destroy as many small businesses as possible while encouraging rioting, then threatening law-abiding citizens with arrest and imprisonment for having too many people in their homes for Thanksgiving. The widespread anxiety, confusion, distrust, and most of all, anger and fear resulting from the developments of this all but guarantees the ongoing division and violence throughout America, if not total outright civil war. Right now, under cover of COVID-19 pandemic, global elitists, including right here in America, are actively engaged in ushering in a completely new world system that is called the Great Reset. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't scare your socks off, nothing can. If that doesn't cause you to go to God and ask God to intervene, nothing will. If that doesn't cause you to open up, sit up, smell the coffee, and recognize what is taking place in America as a result of a fraudulent, treasonous election process that ought to have been heard by the Supreme Court. Listen, I don't have anything but absolute disdain for our Supreme Court today. It is illegitimate. It ought not to be, but it is there. And ladies and gentlemen, it will absolutely rubber stamp all that Barack Hussein Obama wants to do through Joe Biden and his puppet governance if he's sworn into office January the 20th of 2021. I believe we have Maria on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I was calling in to challenge the listeners to go to YouTube and watch the video on the World Economic Forum video where they state you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, whatever you want, you'll rent, and it'll be delivered to you by drone. So they don't
absolutely
want
in fact, I've got several printouts on the global meeting that they had with that, and much of what they said then is what Joe Biden's mindset is today, but go ahead.
And the other thing that I would wanted to bring up, which, you know, on paper sounds good to people who want to embrace and love everybody, but the other hand, it's the issuing in of a global government. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican challenges businesses to promote sustainable and inclusive economies around the world while embracing Council guiding principles, which include providing equal opportunity for all people to pursue prosperity and ensuring that no one generation overburdens the planet and realizes near-term benefits that incur long-term costs. So this is a push by the Inclusive Capitalism and the Vatican to create a capitalistic system worldwide. And it's not really capitalism.
That's right. It is not capitalism at all. They're using that term. In fact, I have that very article on my desk today. It's not really capitalism at all. It is total socialism, Marxism, communism, and it is an absolute lie. It's a satanic, demonic lie. But yes, the Pope is in on the deal. The Pope is a socialist, Marxist, communist himself. The Pope has already said that Jesus Christ is not God, that Jesus Christ is not divine, that hell is not real, that sodomites need not worry about going to hell because God created them that way. And I could go on and on and on. And this, I believe, is the worst pope that the world has ever seen. In fact, I'll read something from one of the archbishops about the pope in just a moment on this broadcast to validate what I have just said. But Maria, we need to keep on keeping on. We need to keep on serving the Lord, keep on praying, keep on looking up, and understand that God is still sovereign. God's still in control. And regardless of the direction this election might wind up going, we need to say, thank you, Lord, that you're on the throne, that you're still in control. But as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to realize the dark days that's before us if Joe Biden is sworn into office. But thank you so much for your call. Keep on praying. Keep on looking up. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please. Go ahead with your call.
Hello. That's what we
Hello,
call
go ahead.
Socialists. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead with your call.
Yes, you are right on point. That's what we call those Democrats, socialists, because that's the hidden agenda of the socialists. If you look at Europe, look at the real estate market in Europe. They got small, tiny houses, and the taxes are astronomical, because I got family in Spain and family in England. And they cannot buy a bigger house because the taxes are way sky high. So when they came to visit me, they could not. I live in a small house, you know what I mean? They could not believe how big my house was. And I was like, what? This is small. He said, oh, no, in Europe, they're charging you an arm and a leg. Because the socialists, why are you going to own a house that is 1,500 square feet? You know what I mean? You can have three families and make it an equal playing field. While the coward spineless socialists, they got houses everywhere, and they live. It's like any dictator in Cuba and Venezuela. They are the only one that has properties that have big houses. Everybody else is starving to death. So I think that's the secret agenda that the socialists are running.
Oh,
and those
absolutely.
Two clowns running in Georgia, that so-called reverend, he's the type of the fake Jesse Jackson and those clowns, Al Sharpton. He's not a reverend. He support abortion. He said he's a reverend that supports abortion. I mean,
He's a total socialist slash communist. He is a Marxist under the guise. He is the, if you please, the carbon copy of the pastor of Barack Hussein Obama that cursed America. He is the one that embraces that same mentality and mindset. He's the one that says that Christians ought to be socialist because that's what the Bible teaches. He says the Bible teaches that a woman can take her child's life because she has the authority to do so, and that God approves of that in the Scripture. So, brother, you're exactly right. We need to keep on looking up.
And Muslim? Do you hear what that Omar anti-American Muslim socialist said the other day? She called the Muslims to go in droves, and it's their time. That's what you call it. This is our time. So she's calling those Muslims to vote against America. I wonder where are we, the Christians? This nation was founded by Christians. It's time for the Christians to step it up and say, wait a minute, devil. You're not going to steal the soul of this beautiful nation. This is a spiritual battle, brother. And we are living in dark times, and we have to be mindful, prayerful, and we have to vote according to our biblical values. That's my call.
Absolutely. God bless you, brother. Brother, you're right on target. Keep on praying. Don't surrender the ship. Don't wave the white flag yet. We're still in a position that God can divinely intervene and turn this thing around. But thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Build Back Better, the global reset that is the mantra of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party that is being used by Joe Biden and all of those that's in his entourage. Here's a gigantic article, and I'll just simply read you the lead line, how America and global elitists are leveraging COVID-19 to socialize the entire world. Here's an article that says, John Kerry reveals Biden's devotion to the radical Great Reset movement. In June, the elitists at an important international institute such as the World Economic Forum and the United States launched a far-reaching campaign to reset the total global economy. The plan involves dramatically increasing the power of government through expansive new social programs like the Green New Deal and using vast regulatory schemes and government programs to coerce corporations into supporting the left-wing causes. The two justifications for the proposal, which they've been aptly calling it by the support of the Great Reset, are the COVID-19 pandemic, the short-term justification, and the so-called climate crisis as the long-term justification for the reset of the globe. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen, but literally the Great Reset is the reset of capitalism, as they say openly, as I'm looking at in this article. It is simply taking the capitalistic system, crushing it through the lockdowns on the COVID scare, the COVID hysteria, and the lockdowns to destroy the economy. Listen, there's no rationale. There's no scientific reason. There's no empirical evidence that lockdown do anything but hurt, harm, and destroy the capitalistic system in the United States of America. But that's being forced upon us as Americans so that they can do the global reset with the, quote, Build Back Better mantra that Joe Biden is using. It ought to scare the socks off everyone under the sound of my voice. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says internationally, the Great Reset has already been backed by the influential leaders, the activists, and the academics and the institutions across America and around the world. In addition to the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, the Great Reset movement counts among its International Monetary Fund, heads of states, et cetera, and it names them thoroughly. And yes, the Great Reset will happen, John Kerry said, and I think it will happen with greater speed and with greater intensity than a lot of people might imagine. In essence, the effect to the citizens of the United States have just begun to carry out the Great Reset. We've done a Great Reset already, and we've done it at a record level at the voting booths, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, they're bragging about the fact that part of the Great Reset was to win the election by fraud. They're bragging about the fact that that is one of the head starts in the Great Reset for the United States of America. Here's an article that says, Heartland and Rasmussen poll, likely voters reject radical Great Reset movement. More than half of the likely voters of the, say, the international institutions like the United Nations and the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund should have little or no influence in creating regulations governing the United States businesses. Further in the article, it says the results of this survey clearly show that most American voters do not believe international organizations should have any significant amount of influence in America's economic affairs. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is taking place. It is exactly what we see happening, and it's taking place today, and it's on steroids today. And if Joe Biden goes into office, it'll come full force, and we'll not know what has happened to us as a nation. We'll look back if we are yet here and the rapture is not taking place. We'll look back, and we'll be able to find our grandkids talking about how America used to be, what America was like when they had a capitalistic system, what America was like when Donald Trump was president, what America was like when we had our foundations built on the Word of God, what America was like when churches were free to open and churches were free to preach the gospel. Our legacy, ladies and gentlemen, is at stake for the United States of America. I don't know about you, but I'm gravely concerned about where we're going as a nation. Archbishop Vigano, V-I-G-A-N-O, I may be pronouncing it wrong and slaughtering his name, warns Trump about the Great Reset plot to subdue humanity and to destroy freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, this was written October the 25th of 2020. It was a letter, open letter, to President Donald J. Trump from Archbishop Vigano. And he says, allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and against humanity. I write to you as Archbishop. I'm writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. May you accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And he goes on, ladies and gentlemen, time won't allow us to read the whole letter. It's about a 5-page letter. He says there's a global plan called the Global Reset is underway. Its architect is the global elitist that want to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically and dramatically limit individual freedoms in those entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In other nations, it is still at early stages. Behind the world leaders who are accomplices and executives of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and events, promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of the healthy dictatorship, aiming at the imposition of by all measures, hidden behind tempting promises to ensure a universal income, canceling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the reunification of private property and the adherence to a program of vaccinations against COVID-19 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of many pharmaceutical groups. Beyond the enormous economic interest that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset. And he goes on and on. He says, Mr. President, I imagine that you're already aware that some countries in the Great Reset will be activated between now and the end of this year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, let me call your attention to the fact that our nation is on the very edge of being destroyed. And if Joe Biden is sworn into office, it'll be Katie barred the door. It'll be all over for a capitalistic system that we know in America today. Our family, our future, our freedoms will all be eviscerated. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.